Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India plans to have its own space station by 2035 and an astronaut on moon by 2040. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulate NASA team on safe return of Sunita Williams and others from space. Talks resume between protesting Punjab farmers and representatives from centre as well as state government in Chandigarh. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai says centre takes stringent measures to eliminate terrorism. In football, India and Maldives to clash in an international friendly match at Shillong this evening. And in badminton, India's Treza Jolly and her partner Gayatri Gopichand advance to women's doubles second round at Swiss Open in Switzerland. And now the news in detail. India has planned to have its own space station, namely Bharat Antariksh Station, in 2035. And if all plan goes well, an Indian astronaut will be on the moon by 2040. Minister of State in Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said this while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today.
भारत की योजना है कि हमारा एक अपना अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन हो जिसका हम नाम भारत अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन रखें और यदि सब कुछ योजना अनुसार चलता रहा तो सन 2040 को एक भारतीय मूल का व्यक्ति चांद पर उतारने की भी योजना है.
Mr. Singh said, Chandrayaan 4 will be launched through two launch vehicles and it will have five components. In reply to a query on why the chosen four Gaganyaan astronauts have been kept away from the public eye, Mr. Singh said it has been done to keep them away from distractions. He added that Gaganyaan's test flight with a female robot will be launched by the end of this year. NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Buchwal Moore have returned on Earth early this morning aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 286 days in space. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. With this, the astronauts concluded their trip with SpaceX's Crew 9, a routine international space station, its staff rotation mission, alongside NASA's Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. Sunita Williams and Buchwal Moore are now embarking on a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity after spending 9 months in space. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated and lauded the efforts of those who worked tirelessly to ensure the safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. In a social media post, he said, Sunita Williams and the Crew 9 astronauts have once again shown the world what perseverance truly means. Mr. Modi said, their unwavering determination in the face of the vast unknown will forever inspire millions. Underlining the spirit and efforts of Sunita Williams, Mr. Modi said that she has exemplified the spirit throughout her career. He further said space exploration is about pushing the limits of human potential, daring to dream, and having the courage to turn those dreams into reality. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated the entire team of the NASA behind the safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. In a social media post, she said that India's daughter, Sunita Williams, and her fellow astronauts have inspired everyone with their perseverance, dedication, and never-say-die spirit. She added that the historic journey of the astronauts is a tale of determination, teamwork, and extraordinary courage. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jayashankar today addressed the growing convergence of national security and business decisions at Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi. Highlighting the shift in global economic strategies, he said, the world today makes business decisions factoring in national security in a way they did not before.
Whether we would like it or not, they are a reality. Countries use them. In fact, if one looks at the last decade, I would say we have seen a much greater weaponization of pretty much any kind of capability or any kind of economic activity. It could be financial flows, it could be energy supplies, it could be technology. This is the reality of the world. So, since I take the world as it is, we have to negotiate our way through that and see how best we can do for our own country.
Dr. Jaishankar also underlined how countries now prioritize secure and reliable partnerships over cost-effectiveness alone. Discussing India's trade negotiations, he said that India is involved in three big trade negotiations with the EU, UK and the United States right now. He added that these are growth markets, technology and strategic partners of India. Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that there has been a significant improvement in tackling online gambling and betting activities, with 1,097 betting and gambling websites banned last year. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw said both centre and states have to work together to deal with such activities, and all agencies related to cybercrime are working in coordination.
एजेंसीज हैं, चाहे वो केंद्र सरकार की हो, चाहे राज्य सरकारों के प्रयास हो, चाहे इंटरनेशनल बॉडीज के प्रयास हो, इन सब का कोऑर्डिनेशन होने से एक सिग्निफिकेंट इम्प्रूवमेंट भी आया है. और मैं बताना चाहूंगा कि जहां 2022 में मात्र 24 के आसपास बेटिंग और गैम्बलिंग की वेबसाइट्स को बैन किया गया था, मात्र 14 के आसपास जहां हो पाई थी, वहां 2024 में आते आते 1097 बेटिंग और गैम्बलिंग की साइट्स है, उसको ब्लॉक किया गया है.
Mr. Vaishnaw said awareness is coming in the society regarding the negative effects of the cyber world. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called upon the people to always put the nation first, remain united and discharge their duties with honesty. Mr. Singh made this remark while addressing the fifth edition of Major Bob Kathing Memorial Event in New Delhi today. Lauding the efforts, the minister termed Major Kathing as a great son of India who left an indelible mark in the history of the country through his bravery in the battlefield and skill in the field of diplomacy. Mr. Singh also highlighted the administrative proficiency of Major Kathing, especially his contribution in the formation of Sashastra Seema Bal and Nagaland Armed Police and other such reforms. The talks between protesting Punjab farmers and representatives from the centre and the state government is underway in Chandigarh. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi are representing the centre, whereas Punjabi Agriculture Minister Gurmeet Singh Khunia, Finance Minister Harpal Singh Cheema with Cabinet Minister Chetan Singh Jora Majra are representing the Punjab government. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav is also part of the meeting. The farmers are represented by Sanyukt Kisan Morcha non-political president Jagjit Singh Dallewal and Kisan Mazdoor Morcha head Sarvan Singh Pandher. The central government has convened this meeting, which is in continuation with the last meeting held on 22nd of February. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The government has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism, which resulted in a significant reduction in the terror incidents in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said the centre is taking stringent measures to eliminate terrorism from the country.
मोदी सरकार की नीति आतंकवाद खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति है और उस पर तत्परता से काम हो रहा है. आतंकवाद का समूल नाश हो, सरकार इसके लिए कठोर से कठोर कार्रवाई कर रही है और आतंकवादी गतिविधियों में काफी कमी देखी गई है. इसके लिए यानी आतंकवाद से लड़ने के लिए जो कदम उठाए गए हैं, कानूनी ढांचों को मजबूत किया गया है.
Mr. Rai said the government has strengthened the National Investigation Agency, or NIA, with more power to probe the terror-related incidents and activities even outside the country. He said the NIA is probing the incident related to attacks on Indian High Commission in London and Consulate General of India in San Francisco. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, is conducting searches at multiple locations in Jammu in connection with a terrorist infiltration case. The NIA official said that the searches are underway at 12 locations. The case was registered last year based on information about the infiltration of active terrorists belonging to proscribed outfits in the Jammu region. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today extended his greetings to the Central Reserve Police Force personnel on the CRPF Day. In a social media post, he said that the day marks the occasion when the force was honoured with the President's colour in 1950. Mr. Shah said that its valour and sacrifice have continued to inspire generations of patriots. Members of Parliament from Dravid Munnetra Kangadam, DMK, along with fellow MPs from the Congress, Left and others today protested outside the Parliament on the issue of proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly seats. They raised slogans over the issue. Talking to media, senior DMK leader Tiruchi Shiva said that representation of southern states might reduce after delimitation if it is done on the basis of population. He said they are in favour of conducting it, keeping in mind the interests of states like Tamil Nadu. The BJP today said that India's unique diplomatic position, shaped under PM Modi's leadership, deserves recognition and appreciation. Referring to Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, praising Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's stand on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, party MP and spokesperson Sambit Patra told media outside the parliament that Mr. Tharoor understands diplomacy, having worked at the UN for a long time, and he appreciated Mr. Modi's decisions. Mr. Patra said he believes leaders of the Congress party should learn from this. In Maharashtra, District Magistrate of Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar, Dilip Swami, conducted a comprehensive review of the security arrangements in Khuldabad to ensure law, order and peace remain uninterrupted in the district. He urged citizens to refrain from believing in rumours and to cooperate with the administration to maintain harmony. Instructions have been issued to immediately alert law enforcement if any objectionable messages are detected on social media. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, is interrogating RJD President and former Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Prasad in connection with Land for Jobs money laundering case. He reached the ED regional office at Patna this morning with his daughter and Lok Sabha member Meesa Bharati to appear before the investigating officers. Sri Lanka's economy recorded a robust 5.4% growth in the fourth quarter of 2024, marking its strongest expansion since the nation began its recovery in mid-2023. This is the highest growth rate since 2014, as per the latest GDP estimates from the Census and Statistics Department of Sri Lanka. In US dollar terms, the Sri Lankan economy reached close to $99 billion by the end of 2024, while per capita income rose to $4,516, crossing the $4,000 mark for the first time. A strengthened rupee, appreciating by 10% in 2024 after a 12% rise in 2023, contributed to higher incomes in dollar terms. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Sri Lanka's economic resurgence in 2024, driven by industrial growth, improved liquidity and foreign exchange stability, signals a firm rebound from its 2022 crisis. The country's highest GDP expansion in a decade at 5%, which has exceeded even IMF targets, coupled with rising per capita income, underscores a potential long-term recovery trajectory. Although agriculture's contraction highlights sectoral imbalances in the fourth quarter that may require policy intervention to ensure inclusive and sustained growth. Despite this, for a country which saw the economy contract by 2.3%, this growth has been a positive sign. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
On to sports. In football, India and Maldives will be face-to-face in an international friendly match at Shillong today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 this evening. The match is a dress rehearsal for the all-important AFC Asian Cup qualifier against Bangladesh at the same venue on the 25th of this month. In badminton, India's Treza Jolly and her partner Gayatri Gopichand have advanced to the women's doubles second round at the Swiss Open at Basel in Switzerland. The ace Indian duo defeated Switzerland's Eline Müller and Netherlands' Kelly van Buten in the first round. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India plans to have its own space station by 2035 and an astronaut on moon by 2040. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulate NASA team on safe return of Sunita Williams and others from space. Talks resume between protesting Punjab farmers and representatives from centre as well as state government in Chandigarh. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai says centre takes stringent measures to eliminate terrorism. In football, India and Maldives to clash in an international friendly match at Shillong this evening And in badminton, India's Treza Jolly and her partner Gayatri Gopichand advanced to women's doubles second round at Swiss Open in Switzerland. And with that, we end the midday news.